It is time to talk ovens. A community group in Dartmouth has been working on plans to build a community oven in the Dartmouth Common near Park Avenue for several months now. Last week, builders broke ground on the structure, but to many in the community, the oven came as a surprise, and not exactly a welcome surprise. CBC Radio's Mackenzie Grisdale has been looking into this for us, and she joins me now. Hello, Mackenzie.
Hello.
So what was the original idea behind this oven? Take us way back.
Okay, well, one of the committee members, Lori Rand, told me today that it's based on other community ovens in North America, including one in Dufferin Grove Park in Toronto that she's been able to visit and that sort of brought that community together in a neat way. And so the vision for this oven was that people would be able to come to the park and stick in their pizza or bread dough and just bake together in this stone wood-burning structure.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's right by the community garden in the Dartmouth Common. And so the committee hopes that groups like the Ecology Action Center, for example, might then create some kind of programming about food that would bring together both the vegetables and everything growing in the garden and this new oven.
Okay.
And it was originally supposed to be just kind of a 4-foot circle, just take up that much room, just the oven itself, kind of like the little grills you might find in some parks to cook hot dogs or whatever
Sure.
you bring for a picnic. And the idea was this would be like that, just on a bigger scale.
Okay, so that's the original idea. What has happened since then?
Well, it was obvious that the committee would have to approach the city because they wanted to do this on common land. So they went to Gloria McCluskey, their city councillor, and asked her what they could do. Lori Rand from the committee told me that McCluskey was fully supportive of the project right away and connected the committee with HRM Superintendent of Parks and Open Spaces. He was also supportive of the project and was involved throughout these discussions. He and McCluskey did say, however, that the oven needed to be enclosed for safety's sake. So instead of a 4-foot circle, the plans morphed into a stone oven that's completely enclosed in a fully lockable hut. So now it's going to be 12 by 12 feet, so
wow.
Considerably larger.
Three times, yeah.
Yeah. And the committee also realized that the oven needed to go on a flat patch of land where it could actually work for cooking. Most of that area is hilly, so that flat patch was also pretty valuable recreational space, but they decided it was worthwhile for something like this.
Right. So altogether, more of an ordeal, but how much does this thing look like it's going to cost?
Well, Councillor McCluskey says she has allotted $20,000 from her capital fund. So it was a huge boon to the committee that McCluskey was willing to use that discretionary money, because obviously they couldn't have done it without a great deal of fundraising of their own otherwise. Rand says that they asked if they needed to do any public consultations as well. And this is sort of the crux of the story.
Yeah.
And McCluskey and Brian Phelan, the superintendent of Parks and Open Spaces that I mentioned before, both said no. Now, the fact that this would be paid for with McCluskey's district capital fund did mean that things ended up happening faster than the committee had expected.
Oh, how much faster?
Well, a meeting was scheduled for the oven committee last night, and Lori Rand, who I was talking about from the committee before, was just expecting to give an update on when construction might begin at that meeting. But as it turned out, this whole thing turned into an impromptu public consultation instead, because in the meantime, construction had already started.
It's already started. When? When did it start?
It started last week.
Oh.
Lori Rand explained to me that last Wednesday, an unexpected fence just popped up in the park.
The builders arrived, and the first thing they did was erect a security fence to protect the work site during construction. And it was very alarming, I'm sure, for the neighbors. I know it was. The work area is much bigger than the actual footprint of the structure, but the fence that went up is quite a bit bigger than that so that they could work around.
And Lori Rand also pointed out that it seems like the spot where that fence showed up and where the oven is going is right where many of the neighbors had hoped that it wouldn't go, right in the middle of that prime recreational zone, that flat space I was talking about.
Murphy's Law, essentially. Why did it happen so quickly? Why are they already constructing, if you will?
Well, McCluskey said today that they had to build the oven before September 11th. That's the nomination day for the municipal election,
right.
So the writ period essentially begins. And she can't use her discretionary capital funds during the writ period. So if the committee wanted the money, they had to take it now and use it now. But like I say, the committee didn't know that the building process was going to start when it did. Lori Rand told me that the okay for that came from McCluskey and the park superintendent, and that they didn't even know the builders were going to show up.
What have other people said about the lack of consultation before the builders started working last week? Have you talked to or heard from others?
Yeah, and I've heard the opinion that consultation of some kind should be built into the process of spending capital money, even though that's definitely not the rule right now. Brian Jones Valancourt is running against McCluskey in District 5 in the upcoming election. He heard about the oven and went to the meeting last night. He told me that the councillor or the committee should have had to consult with the neighbours or at least advertise that the oven was coming in order to spend public money, even though that's not what the rules say.
You know, for any discretionary funding, it is important for constituents to know how this money is being spent. You know, there's certainly a sentiment among residents in HRM that public engagement on some events and funding is not sufficient. And, you know, I think this case certainly highlights that.
Mm-hmm. So what about Gloria McCluskey? What does she have to say about this?
Well, she stressed to me that this is a positive thing for the community as a whole. She did confirm today that there was no requirement for her to have a public meeting or to put out notices about the oven for the neighbors. She has the discretion to spend from that fund on HRM or community-owned assets as she sees fit.
You know, it's not as though we're putting a tavern in there or a restaurant. It's an outdoor oven where people can go and make pizza. It's not something where people are going to be hanging around all hours of the night. It's a great thing for Dartmouth because everybody will be using it. And we were so excited about it, we just thought that everybody knew about it, I guess. And as I said, we probably could have done some more consultation by walking along Park Avenue, which borders on the park, and could have talked to people about it.
So, I mean, I think the sense was that it was good to hear something like that from Councillor McCluskey mm-hmm. and as well from the committee, because they were certainly upfront about sort of being regretful that this had happened the way that it did. But everyone that I talked to told me that the end result of last night's meeting was that people left with a better understanding on both sides of why things had happened the way they did and what they might do next time to include neighbours in discussions like this.
But wait, there's a great big hole in the ground, though.
Yep.
What are we doing with the hole? Is the oven going?
The oven is going to go in the
hole. The oven is going.
Yeah. Someone asked the builders to stop at some point, and the builders called up Councillor McCluskey, but she told them to continue, and they are.
So what has the oven committee learned from this?
Well, I think it's something that lots of community groups could probably learn from, and that's that it's maybe a good idea to let everybody know about things like this sooner, even if it's not technically a requirement to get discretionary money from a councillor. Also, when councillors say they'll be spending their discretionary funds and it's right before an election, that will
right.
mean things need to move quickly, maybe quicker than you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
The committee is grateful to Councillor McCluskey, though, and that's obvious, for the money to get this oven built. But Lori Rand obviously feels torn as well about how it's gone with her neighbors, even if she is still excited about the oven.
Well, I'm very sad that people are unhappy, and we certainly could have had more discussion about where to put the oven. I still think the oven is a fantastic idea. I think that the smell of bread baking is going to get people out of their houses and into the park.
And pretty much across the board, that's what everyone feels the take-home message is. A community oven is a positive thing, they say, but it's unfortunate that not everybody felt informed. And Lori Rand from the committee obviously felt like they should have done more to talk to the neighbors who'd be affected.
So is this the end of the HRM oven story for now then? Is everybody happy where they're at?
Well, I think they've reached some kind of understanding about where they're at. So
right.
that's something. And I think many of them are... The Councillor McCluskey, for example, said that there have been groups asking about when they can use the oven, and so there are people who are interested in using it, and that's seen as a positive thing. But I should tell you, there are plans for another community oven in the HRM as well. This one will be across from the Halifax Common, at the Common Roots Urban Farm. So that's on Capital Health property over at Roby Street and Bell Road. I talked to Emily McDonald, who's the pizza oven coordinator there. If you check out the plans for the Common Roots Urban Farm online, you can see exactly where that oven is supposed to go. They still have to do some fundraising for that, and they are welcoming input from the oven. They are welcoming input on the oven from the community right now.
The oven itself, very little input. Lots of output, though.
Does not have a lot to say.
Mackenzie Grisdale, thank you for this.
Thanks.
That is Main Street's Mackenzie Grisdale. It is 9 minutes before 5 o'clock. Do you have thoughts on this? Do you have thoughts on community ovens? Let us know. We are at MainHFX at cbc.ca.